Hi, gentlemen. Blessings. This is Stephanie in Miami. It's good
to
talk to you.
Thanks for calling.
I have a question for Alex, please. I'm concerned about the vaccine for the human Pamplona virus given to young girls. And,
that's a story we were just talking about earlier today, wasn't it, Alex?
Yeah, I only brought in four or five stories, and me and George, right before the show started, were talking about this, and do you know what this is? This is the Daily Mail out of England, posted for posterity at jonesreport.com, and it says, alert over jabs for girls as two die following cervical cancer vaccination. Ma'am, do you have anything else to ask, or do you want me to answer the question?
Yes,
why did you bring this up, Stephanie? Go ahead.
I brought it up because I noticed, I have a little bit of journalism background, I noticed that it's transmitted through the male to the female, but the males are not getting inoculated. So it seems like it's targeting the girls, and it could possibly promote sterility.
Okay. I don't want you, because this is a medical issue, I do not want you to believe me there in Miami.
Okay.
This is key. I want you to write notes. Do you have a pen and paper? Because this is going to save a lot of young women right now.
Okay.
We're going to save a lot of lives. This is what I want, the good karma. It's what I'm into.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Write this down.
Okay.
Gardasil is put out
Spell
by... Gardasil.
Mm-hmm.
Gardasil is put out by Merck Pharmaceutical, who just had to recall a bunch of their vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
They're the people that put out Vioxx for arthritis, that maybe all those people have those heart attacks, okay?
Right.
Now, let me tell you exactly what happened. They found in clinical trials 3 years ago that it was causing incredible autoimmune reactions and deaths.
Mm-hmm.
This has actually come out in the industry papers. Everything I say is documented, okay? Everything I'm telling you is documented. Believe me, I wouldn't be here. I'd be sued out of oblivion if anything I said wasn't true and backed up by 10 other sources. They knew it was causing problems. They knew they had a bad drug on their hand. So what did they do? They went to Rick Perry here in Texas, the governor, and they knew that if they got the governor to approve this vaccine, that federal law would then kick in with the vaccine damage fund that's over $4 billion, and the government quietly pays these off. And then any problems with this in the future, the government would handle, and they wouldn't have any liability. So they didn't just kill some billion-dollar drug they developed, some live cancer virus vaccine. It's the new generation of live viruses. What did Gardasil do? They cold-bloodedly went out, and they went to the governor of Texas, and they financed and gave campaign contributions to both parties, spent tens of millions in this state. They went and they got the governor to come out and say, it's the law, you got to take it. But wait, look into this. There is no law, you have to take shots. What he said was, is that I'm making it the list of recommended to the state health department. Then the schools tell you if you want to go to school,
they
you have to have
you.
It. And then they never tell you they have a waiver by law they're supposed to give you. Now, let's talk medically about what Gardasil does. Have you seen the TV ads for it?
Well, go ahead.
Okay, she's gone?
No, she's listening. But go
Ma'am,
ahead.
Have you seen the TV ads for Gardasil? At the end of it, they will admit that it is thought that it might protect you. It protects you from six strains of the human papillomavirus that over half the population, by the way, who's been sexually active has. It says it might. It protects you maybe from six strains. There are over 350 active strains of it. And if you already have the virus and they don't test you for this, you get a 45% increase in cancer from the virus if you take this.
Now, you're saying, though, if these two girls didn't get this vaccine, they would have been alive today.
Well, that's what the Daily Mail out of England, because they just approved this this month.
Yeah.
And they've had masses of deaths, dozens and dozens and dozens. It was over 100 last time I checked. They just approved this January 1st, 2007 in the U.S. They approved it January 1st in England, 2008. Okay, so it's now the 26th, and it says a jab that could be given to hundreds of thousands of schoolgirls this autumn was at the center of a safety scare last night following the deaths of two young women. European regulators are investigating the sudden and unexplained deaths of women who received Gardasil, one of the two jabs to protect against cervical cancer, licensed for use in the UK.
Does it say how they died? I mean, what happened? What were their symptoms? Does it get into that at all?
Yes. Well, we know how the people die that get it. Now, most of the time, it when you get sick, it doesn't kill you. You have huge autoimmune responses. You break out in bloody whelps all over your body. Sure. Blood starts coming out of your orifices, and it kind of acts like Ebola.
So they died over what period of time? Do we know from...
They died over a period of 2 days.
2 days?
Yes. I'd have to read this whole article here on air to get into what happened with them. I know about the U.S. deaths. So all I'm saying here is this... But don't believe me, ma'am. Type Gardasil into Google or into Yahoo. Go to their website, and it will say in there that it's not proven to even protect you, and it covers 6 strains. Now, it gets worse. Type any of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, Luvox, Prozac in. We made them add this. Europe had it 5 years ago. Just last year they added it. The first thing it says on all these Prozac class, fluoride class drugs, it's what they're made up out of, their molecule, it says increases suicide, violent actions, psychotic breaks, violent acting out. That's an oxymoron. It's an antidepressant that massively increases suicide. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm reading from their own inserts. So we just took one call and I took 10 minutes. I'm sorry, but it's so important.
It is. It's a big story. What can people do if they're concerned about this?
Not believe me. Because I don't want it to be a rumor. You tell somebody you heard from Alex on, you know, Coast to Coast this. I want you to just go read that Gardasil doesn't even protect you and that it's killed a bunch of people and that they have accelerated autoimmune deaths.
Are there any doctors out there, Alex, who are saying, do not take this vaccine?
Major medical associations have said, and I'm going from memory here, we'll have to Google it, but I believe the American Medical Association said to take extreme caution.
Extreme caution.
See, basically, there's a way if a governor, through emergency powers, says you have to take this or makes it recommended to go to school, that, like, automatically made approval happen.